you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 15th, 2020. It's Memorization Monday, and we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, a portion of the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And we're going to stop there because this week and next week we'll be looking at all the fruit of the Spirit. And it's interesting, it's not the fruits of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. But today's reading will be looking at Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as I know there's a blessing in store for you. Well, I don't know if you were tuned in on Saturday, but there was a special dedicated day going on. Dave and Laura Helbling and their children Mark and Megan dedicated the day on behalf of Robert, affectionately known as Bob Helbling, as he spent his first birthday in heaven. His birthday was June 13th, and Bob got to spend it in heaven. And Bob was a dear friend of this ministry. In fact, I remember him and Leatrice on one of our trips to Israel, holding hands, just a sweet, dear couple who loved the Lord and were active in their church, loved their family, and was just an all-around great guy. And Dave and Laura and Mark and Megan wanted to dedicate Saturday for two reasons. One, to honor Bob, but also Megan, Bob's granddaughter, got married and chose that day as being a special one to not only remember her granddad, but to turn it into a happy occasion as she got married and the whole family got to rejoice in the fact that Bob's birthday was now in heaven. And so a song that they requested was Children of the Living God by Fernando Ortega. So I'll air that in honor of Bob. And then I have another special song lined up because a dear friend, a supporter of this ministry, a totally behind-the-scenes caretaker, volunteer, helped with the singing men for setup and takedown, assisted in many ways with this radio ministry. We called him the Bear Chair, but Skip Dovell went to be with the Lord on Friday night, and I'll say a little more about that with the special song. But the song by Fernando Ortega contains the whole gospel message in it. And both Bob and Skip, in the very presence of the Lord, I'm sure are singing to him and sending love and care to all of you that knew them well. Here's Fernando Ortega, Children of the Living God.
Children of the Living God, come and sing, sing out loud. Children of the Living God, sing to the Living God. Of the wonders he has made, bird in flight, falling rain. Sing of the wonders he has made, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. The living God, sing to the living God. Sing of his gentle healing hands, how they found the lowliest man. Sing of his gentle healing hands, sing to the living God. Of the mercy that he gives, though we sin, he forgives. Sing of the mercy that he gives, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. Of the living God, sing to the living God. morning when he comes, sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love, he who sits enthroned above. For our lives he spilled his blood, sent his spirit like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God.
Sing of the wonders he has made, sing to the living God. What a delightful song, one of Bob Helbling's favorites, as he loved Scripture, loved the hymns, and that was one of many songs we played on Saturday as Dave and Laura Helbling, along with their children, Bob's grandchildren, Mark and Megan, dedicated the day in his honor. And actually, Megan got married on Saturday, so a double celebration. Well, as I mentioned, Skip the Bear Chair Dovel went to be with the Lord on Friday night, and there will be a Celebration of Life service this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet. That's Pastor Jason's church, and that's where Skip for many, many years attended, participated in the Awana program, was a greeter each and every Sunday, was just about there every time the door was open or a Bible study was given or some type of church gathering or meeting was being held. Well, Skip the Bear Chair Dovel helped the Singing Men of GNN dozens, if not hundreds of times with setup, tear down, lugging the risers in and out of the trailer, always there a few hours early, staying till all the things were put away, helped at many radio events, was just a dear saint that finished well, and he had cancer these last few years but didn't tell anyone, and a few weeks ago took ill, had a few falls, and after being transferred from one care facility to the hospital, they determined that it was time to send him home and put him under hospice care. And that was Friday, and he was going to be going to stay with his daughter Debbie in Bloomington. But the Lord had other plans, and Friday night ushered him into the presence of God. And we're saddened by this great loss, but know he's receiving his eternal reward. He's probably meeting up with Bob Helbling, as they might have been on the same trip to Israel together, and I'll probably share some of this at Skip's homegoing service this Saturday, but Skip got the name The Bear Chair because he helped a number of times as we lugged up thousands of teddy bears and beanie babies to O'Hare to take with us to give away on our various humanitarian and mission trips to Israel. And Skip did so much with the teddy bears, we just called them the bear chair, the teddy bear chair. But Skip appreciated the Singing Men of GNN, and so I'll dedicate this song to him, to his daughter Debbie, and the surviving family members, as Skip had a heart for Israel, was on a few different trips with me, and helped the Singing Men of GNN so very much. Here's the Singing Men of GNN, River of Judea. That was the Singing Man of GNN, River of Judea, and I dedicated that to Skip the Bear Chair Devil, whose homegoing service will be held this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. It's right on Riverbend Boulevard and Route 47 in Mahomet, as Skip went to be with the Lord this past Friday night, and so will be gathering outdoors. So there's no restriction on how many people can attend his homegoing service. But I know the Singing Men of GNN are planning to sing, I think, 3 songs. And certainly Pastor Jason Schiffel will deliver a hope-filled message honoring the saint that finished well. Well, as is the case on Memorization Monday, we love looking at scriptures and sharing a reading by Robert J. Morgan from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Today in this week's verse is Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and we'll stop there. It seems strange to not finish it off, but we'll look at Galatians 5:23 next week, which finishes the fruit and thought with gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. That's Galatians 5:23. But here's the reading. If a farmer taped artificial apples to the tree in his orchard, it might look good at a distance, but no one would be fooled for long. Genuine fruit is produced from within. We don't need artificial attitudes or synthetic personality traits. We need the genuine love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control of Jesus. Galatians 5:16 through 26 is all about walking with Jesus Christ by means of the Holy Spirit. Verses 16, 18, and 25 tells us to live by the Spirit or to be led by the Spirit and to keep in step with the Spirit. We can walk with Jesus just as surely as the two disciples did in Luke 24, but now it's via his ever-present Spirit. As we do this, there are 2 results. 1, we minimize our faults, verses 16 through 21. When we live by the Spirit, we won't gratify the desires of the sinful nature, and we'll be increasingly able to overcome the lusts of the flesh, which are listed in this passage. And then 2, we maximize our fruits, verses 22 through 23. When we live by the Spirit, we'll begin to develop 9 attitudes that make up the Christian personality, and these are listed in verses 22 and 23 as the fruit of the Spirit. These traits describe perfectly the personality of Jesus of Nazareth. It's a description of his character. If you have to make a list of 9 words to describe Jesus, this would be the list. The only way to develop more love, joy, peace, and all the rest is to abide in him. When God created the world, he built the same patterns and principles into the physical and spiritual realms. That's why we can illustrate spiritual truths with physical realities like trees and grapevines. And then there's 7 bullet points. Psalm 1 says that when we meditate on Scripture, we're like fruit trees planted by rivers of water. Next bullet point, the writer of Psalm 52 compared himself to an olive tree in the house of God. Another one, Psalm 92 likens us to trees that still bear fruit in old age and who stay fresh and green. Yeah, my mom used to always say, Lord, keep me green so I know I'm growing. Next bullet point, Jeremiah 17 says that when we trust in the Lord, we're like trees planted by the water, the leaves of which are always green, even in drought times. Next bullet point, the blind man who Jesus healed said at first that he saw people like trees walking. Next one, Jesus used a slightly different analogy when he said in John 15 that we're like branches connected to the grapevine of himself. And the last bullet point, Galatians 5:22 through 23, compares us to grapevines that should be bearing fruit if the sap of the Holy Spirit is flowing unhindered through our branches. And then the section closes out with a quote by J.B. Phillips. Every time we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, we mean that we believe there is a living God able and willing to enter human personality and change it. J.B. Phillips. Wow, a lot to think about in this exciting scripture, Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And we'll finish up with the next verse and the other fruit next week. But I'll close out with a portion of a song that conveys the importance of the fruit of the Spirit. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.